but we are. All hail the dreams of monopolists. You bindle stiffs searching for the next job. Landless tenants and drifting homeless farm to farm. Over the shadeless dusty roads is the unwanted landmark of a house. The season is over, so disappear, you squatters. Or are you sons of squatters? Disappear into the flop houses, into ditches falling on your whiskey. Nowhere are there honest, hard-fisted farmers with a little plot of their own. The land barons have driven the unshowered tramps, the blanket men who were once runaway sailors, old soldiers, bankrupt German scene painters, driven them to haunt the trails that led to the cities. The ranchos have left their indelible mark. The Kuia colony is covered up in the old sequoia grove. Members built the first road to Yosemite, cutting through the granite and rising on a steady grade. Their monthly meetings among the gardens and fruit trees were attended by all. They held dances, lectures, readings, science classes, picnics and berry pickings at the giant forest were regular fare. They printed their own magazine with news of their full employment delivered all over the globe. They felled trees and sold timber and never borrowed money. But it all came to naught when they went up against the Southern Pacific. They should have never announced their intention to build a railroad to Visalia. Those cutthroat tycoons aimed squarely to eliminate any competition. And after some last-minute finagling to expand the new national park, Congress agreed to absorb the Kuia colony within its boundaries. Death by fiat. And as the last members left with cavalry escort, they parted ways with the oldest living thing in their world, their beloved Karl Marx tree, the one that is now called the General Sherman. You know the photo. All those men standing around it, linked hand to hand, celebrating the legacy of the great California scam.